Alright. So this is going again. Hopefully Pokemon Go is still going. Is it? I don't know. I record while I have Pokemon Go out. Alright. So, this is After Hours. And of course, we got to make a couple stops for Poke Centers. And then we will be just fine.
We're actually going to have to get out of the car and walk to one.
Oh. So, well, that's not that bad.
We can still pause the recording.
I mean, we can walk with the recording. It doesn't matter.
That's true. It's After Hours, so whatever the fuck we want to do, we can fucking do.
Yeah.
Max, suck my dick.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, it's worth a try.
I ain't going to do that. Yeah, it's After Hours podcast, so we start with fuck, 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 and then we turn into, hey, let's go do Pokemon Go shit.
Well, it's kind of been the theme of the night, is running around checking for Pokemon.
It's a theme for everyone.
Damn it, turn my phone back on.
Okay. You want to see where it is?
No, I know where it's at. Put it back in there. It's right here.
Oh.
This Veterans.
This Veterans Day? All right.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go. Sorry. Gonna move you.
Because we park here and we can walk across the field and hit the other one. Because this is the gym. Right here. You'll see a
Pidgeot. Oh, I just got Pokeballs from it.
Fuck you, I
Oh, look. And then there's also a Venonat sitting here. I'm gonna go catch that real quick. Oh, yeah. That was a random sound because my phone decides to want to auto-adjust its camera. So, random noises. I just got a Venonat.
Shut the car off, because we're going to go out and walk. I hope I have enough battery to make it around.
You can! Freaking After Hours podcast. Go eat a bag of dicks. We gotta go catch a Pokemon real quick. Freaking nerds. It's, I mean, literally the moment you get, like, within, like, a couple feet from it, you can
click it. But...
Oh, your GPS hasn't updated. This is what's going on. Exit it out and restart it. I had to do that earlier. Oh, there's an Eevee somewhere.
Yeah, it's that way. Yeah, I mean, Max, you gotta go over by the shop, practically. You gotta go way far. Alex and I went all up and down this looking for that fucker. There we go.
There's an Eevee somewhere. Come on, where is it?
3 Pokeballs, that's lame.
I know, that's what I got.
I got 7 last time.
Is the other one? Oh, it's across there. Yeah. Oh, look, there's the gym.
Yeah. What do we got over there? Well, let me look. No, well, not let me look even yet. I'm almost level 5.
So, Pokestop is too far away.
I believe I got a freaking Gastly already. Oh, what popped up? Oh, Venonat.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of catching.
Boom, first try.
I know, they're not hard to get.
No, sometimes they are. I had a Pidgey dodge like 4.
Oh, I literally, like, the first Pidgey I hit, I was like, click.
I mean, don't get me wrong. First time I've seen him, he's been fine. But just randomly, it's like, holy shit, where's this fucking power come from?
Ah, my GPS is messing up.
Don't worry, it'll catch.
Yeah, it'll catch at some point.
Great, Santa.
Look, there's the gym. So, what level? What are the levels at gym?
Come on.
Oh, you need level 5 for Rattata. Oh, you wanna know what's funny too? My first
Pidgey, I even missed.
What?
I missed with the Pokeball and still got it.
Yeah, I've done that too, but this Rattata just fucked me over and cost me 4 Pokeballs.
I don't even know how many Pokeballs I have left.
If you go into the...
I mean, it's the thing is, like, I don't care enough.
I'm at 50
now. To check.
You look at Pokemon and go to Ivy.
Yeah. Also, too, we gotta go to LG because LG has their Pokestop.
The Arcturo. Oh, we can go with 173 all the way down. Swing by. Hit the Pokestop there.
Oh, the Eevee's getting closer.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
It's gotta be at the fucking stop then.
As well as a Slowbro? No, not Slowbro.
Yes, Eevee is definitely getting closer.
We are gonna find this Eevee, everyone.
I got 2 Eevees. 2 feet and 3 feet.
I got 2 feet on just 1 Eevee.
Yeah, literally we're walking across the field and we see like 4 people come over here to this. You actually have batteries? Ooh, I got the spin.
I got 24. You got the spin?
Yeah, I was able to reach it here.
Yeah, same here. Let's go see if we can find that Eevee since we're here.
Oh my god.
We're gonna find an Eevee. Pokeballs.
7%.
You can do it, Bob. This Eevee is getting closer.
No, it just disappeared.
It's, yep. Yeah, no, I got a 3 now.
I got a 3, 2. But there was a 2 over here.
Where'd it go? Fucking watching hat films.
It's faded. That's what it is. It jumped off the net. So, yeah, I'm not chasing the 3.
There's a 2.
Okay, it just popped up.
Where yeah.
Where the fuck are you?
Fuck. Is it in the river?
It might be on the other side.
It might be on the other side. I mean...
I'm still at 2.
What the hell is this? Is that a Ghastly?
Krabby. There's 3 Krabby.
Oh, I got a 1. I got the 2. Oh, that's a river.
Yes. It's gotta be on the other side.
Fuck it. That's at 1. Yeah, it is.
Shit. Yes, you're running.
Bring it back up.
I'm at a 1.
I'm at a 1 over here. Got it? Eevee. Fuck. Fuck, it headbutted me.
Got it?
It headbutted me. In the Pokeball.
Yeah, mine boxed out of one.
It made it!
Got it.
Woo! I'm glad we worked hard for that one.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know, I'm a fat fuck.
I wish I knew what it was. I'm gonna be like, dude, woo, you're level 5.
That might be them over there. But those of you that don't know who are listening to the podcast,
it's still recording.
I'm a fat fuck. And running is not my strong suit.
Max, are you going? What team are you planning on going?
I haven't decided a team yet. I'm gonna be going black team if there's a black team.
No, it's yellow, blue, or red. I'm going yellow with everybody from Extreme.
I think I'm going yellow too. I'm just at the cusp of level 3. Alright, who's these fuckers over there?
I don't know.
They must be battling the gym. Are you battling the gym? No, we're here for Jehovah's Witness.
Fuck, I'm gonna try and battle this thing. I'm gonna
hardcore. Alright, let's see how this goes. Everyone, we have Bob. He's gonna do a Poke Center. A Pokemon battle? What's the
Somebody's
name of the place?
Somebody's fighting right now.
It's them.
It might be Eric.
She's like, hey, let me know when you're done. And there's a Charmander in there right now. They just finished it. Are you guys playing Pokemon Go too? Oh, they don't have the winner down. What the hell is fucking...
Yeah, they're playing Pokemon Go.
Weedle.
I think I just froze.
I'm still going. Ways to make friends. There's a fucking way.
First we brought out here today, we were going across back and forth and we ran into like 6 people, so there was about 8 of us going back and forth.
Yeah,
we're
not trucking.
Yellow?
Yeah,
I know, I was trying to take it back. But I froze. I just hit 5.
Everyone, we have ran into new trainers. And they are training.
This game is so fucking addictive. I've probably walked 10 miles today on it. Will it
let battle of Charmander. You can get this.
For some reason, this place, when you go to battle it, a lot of the times you freeze.
There's another trainer, possibly.
That might be Eric.
You have to go to a friendly gym. Yeah, so this is the one you just took over.
Yeah, I mean, like, I go to here, and, like, what do I do?
Yeah, it's just disconnecting me.
Just click it, and then...
Oh!
I'm not level 5 yet, so I'm not able to attack gyms yet, so you're painful on that one.
Wait, so do you fight your own Pokemon?
No, you should be able to. Got it!
Oh, there is Corey right there. Oh, no, never mind. That's
Eric. Eric, I'm getting it.
There's Corey.
True, rolled up.
That's it. The crew's taking it over. Those are red players over there. Right there, that car. Those are reds. There are reds. Bye. See ya. Nice meeting you, though. We just got
to. Do you want me to transfer in as number one, or do you want to go to somebody else?
Jim is too far away.
No, it jumped right into my Pokeball. That was sick.
I like the Poke. The Pokestops are able to ready to go.
I just got it. The Pokestop. Eric, is it all you?
No, I can't get into it.
Jim is too far away. It keeps telling me that.
Jim is too far away. You have to walk over here.
Oh, I just cleared it.
Fucking Team Yellow all over here.
There's
corner.
A red in it.
There's an Eevee.
Yo, I'm fighting
those guys just took it back!
You fuckers!
Oh, wow!
They got a 341 Pidgeot.
Oh, that's it?
Go.
Oh, how do you fight
I'm in it?
Click on it.
I think only
you have to be at least level 5.
I only have a 288. How am I going to beat
it
that?
At the same time.
Eric, you want to do the favor?
Huh.
I'm
trying to find
it. How am I going to beat right now?
I just spanked.
Yo, guys, I
couldn't take over.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, we got.
Let me take over after I won.
I'm gonna go watch.
The Pidgeot's almost dead?
Yeah, there is an Eevee.
Boom! Boom! Bitch!
Got it?
There was an Eevee.
There's
one
Eevee over in the parking area over here.
Oh, well, I need to go to the Pokemon place.
Hey, I'll follow you because it's mine time.
Mine
recharge. Let's go get it.
Can we join this thing? Oh, yeah, join. So, what should I put in my Gloom?
Hold up.
Probably. Or my Haunter.
Like
that's it. The dirty reds are gone.
How is this? I don't get it.
I'm kicking in my Electrobuzz.
I put in my Gloom.
I wish I was level 5.
I like to put something in. It says extreme in there.
Oh, it kicked me out.
I put a Bellsprout in.
Okay.
Yeah, Bellsprout is up there. I see it.
I put a Gloom in. Me.
DJ is in control of the thing right now. No. Everybody fight it.
Wait, I don't know Why? How.
Listen.
No, I am. Okay. I'm first. And then
doesn't matter.
Chose me as Pidgeot. Okay. Oh, to fight, to buff.
Wait a second.
Oh, to buff it. I'm fighting right now.
You fight.
It's going to kick my butt.
It raises the gym's level. Whether you lose or you
win. Oh, so we can put more people into it.
Yes. We have to raise the level.
I'm going
to
go find more Pokemon to catch.
Do I have to be in here to do this?
That's them. That's Alex. And someone put up one.
Corey, get your shitty Bellsprout out of here.
No, no, you want it.
You wanted it.
What the fuck? That's my highest.
I'm gonna fight it.
Alright, I'm gonna go to this Pokestop.
How do I say I'm following you? My return.
I need more Pokeballs if I want to catch some more Pokemon.
I don't know how many. Let me check how many I have.
I know I only have like 10.
Why is there a bridge?
I have 2, I lied.
No one knows.
Because it's swampy.
I have 65 Pokeballs.
You are so cool, I have 2.
I mean, I could pop an incense and see what that was.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
I could pop an incense since we're all standing here.
Pop a Molly.
I should do one of those modules while we're all standing here.
I got an incense popped. Oh, there's a Rattata under my walk.
Why'd you pop an incense? I'm at 2% battery.
I
blue. 81.
Another guy?
No. Really? That's 2% battery. Well, you can see one. I'm shutting it off.
I just find it so freaking funny that we got everyone here.
You can only do one guy at a time. Just one shot. Okay. Unless you're fighting a full team of 6. If you're fighting an enemy, it'll go to your next highest Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay. Only with an enemy.
You can set up your team.
We're testing now. What we're doing is leveling this thing out. See? But every time we fight, it goes up. We're at 7,900 out of 8,000.
Yeah, so
I can fight this Bellsprout.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't put a Pokemon in here either. We have to get it up to get it to level 4, and I'll drop something else higher.
Okay.
Yes. When it's level, I think the highest level gym is level 8, and you put 10 Pokemon in there.
Okay.
So that's all we're doing right now is just practice with your other.
Yeah, Corey, you got a lot of practice in that little motion. Yeah,
so you guys saw show the yellow gym.
Wait, wait, wait. I can actually put something
what?
In here.
Yeah, mine is still
what
red.
Should I put in?
I have to beat my own gloom.
Yeah.
That's how you train them.
I'm going to go get the other Pokestops since we're starting around. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna pop this pokey thing. It's so freaking funny and how everyone just rolled up like, geez.
Oh, that was fucking great. I cleared it and just kept clearing it. That fucker kept putting his little charm in and I'm like, just fucking him, you're gonna die, bitch.
Well, fucking like, I'm like, those are dirty reds.
Like, oh my god.
That was funny.
Ooh, I got it.
That's why I wish I was, I'm almost level 4.
Egg. Yeah, I got it from here.
All right, fucking, I need, come on, freaking stop spinning. All right, reopen it.
This fucking game is going to be ridiculous.
There we go. I got an egg.
Nice.
Yep, I don't know what egg I got, though. My other egg hasn't even hatched yet because I forgot to activate it before we drove down here.
How do you activate it?
You have to click, you have to go to your Pokemon with your egg, click on it, and then it'll say use your incubator. Oh, wait, while I'm here, can I shop for another...
Can you shop for what?
You can't shop on Poke Centers. God damn it.
No.
Alright, everyone, we're actually on our way actually home. Now that, after all that shit happened.
I'm at 1%.
I'm at 17.
Fuck, I can't see!
Look at me! Look! I'm literally on the cusp of level 4.
I know! I can't fucking see!
Well, they are leveling that shit up.
Yes! I told you that.
Holy shit, that place is going to be owned.
Yeah, they're going for level 8 tonight.
I mean, they have the ability to do so.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Dang.
I mean, I'm going to sit here and watch my incense and see if I can randomly catch Pokemon.
Why can't I use my egg?
There's a Weedle under me.
Oh, I don't have the...
Bob, don't back up. There's a Weedle under us.
Shh. Screw this. I'm just going to turn it off.
Alright, I saved the Weedle. The Weedle's been saved.
I gotta charge that. Seatbelt.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I also think the mic also might have caught wind while I was running.
What?
The phone caught wind.
Caught wind?
As in, like, wind sounds.
Yeah, I mean, is it still recording?
Yeah, I left it recording the whole time.
Oh, wow, this is a long fucking after hours.
I mean, it's not going to be that long. We didn't wait there that long.
Max, we've been there for 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there we go. It's a perfect one for to start off with.
So we got to go take 173. Because you said you want to swing by the shop and see if that Arcturus is still there.
I mean, it might be. Oh, and can we swing on the other side and get the Poke spot again? The Poke spot where we reset.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get it from the road.
I mean, I've seen weirder things happen with this game.
I can just pull a U-turn and try parking on the side of the road. I can't do it. My phone needs to charge.
I mean, we don't need to.
No, I'm just going to go.
We don't need to. It's probably going to be 3 Pokeballs. Oh, look. Pidgeot. I missed it.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
Got it.
As we were driving away, I was going to open the window and be like, yellow team rules. Yeah, they fucking closed up shop.
I can't fucking believe that.
That's awesome.
That's funny as shit. Oh, we're running quick! I'm level 4 now.
Nice, you might be 5 by the time we get home.
I might, if I sit here on my phone and it doesn't die.
Sorry, my phone's charging.
Especially with an incense, this is gonna randomly, I'm just gonna finally click Pokemon.
Max, keep an eye on my phone so I can get to 10%. I'll have enough to make it. Once I get to 10%, you can put your phone on.
I don't have to put my phone on. It'll be fine. I can get down to 2%. It'll be fine. Man, I miss the Venonet. Oh, look, there's a Poke Center up there.
Okay, okay. For the listeners, Legacy did not fire tonight, but we did get somebody who almost has their ad nauseum tendrils deck left.
Fuck, what was that?
We got another gentleman. He came down, played a couple of games, and he is in the process of building Death and Taxes. And
he's actually not that far off, either.
Oh, he's just two Caracas, was it? Or one?
It's one Caracas, two Caves. I mean, he's got the money. What the fuck? I just randomly caught a Pidgey.
Yeah, because it's going to be like we're moving at it, Max.
No, it was, like, it was way back there, and I hit it, and five minutes later it hit me.
If you get in a fight, they won't run away, or they'll stay with you until they either run or you do.
Oh, okay. 16%, everyone. All right.
Well, but, back to Magic.
On Magic terms, also, too, adding the three misdirects to Tez
made it ridiculous.
It now is really amazing. I think I dropped 5 games today.
You didn't win one against me, though.
Huh?
Out of the 3 games that we played, you never won a game.
We didn't play any games today.
Yes, we did. We played when we first got there.
Another Eevee. You didn't miss an Eevee, dude.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. I gotta drive and charge my phone, so don't rub it in.
This Eevee's being a bitch.
Oh, I told my wife I'm gonna get gas tonight, too.
Hey, we can stop for gas, too.
No, let's go home. I mean, it's got half a tank still.
Yeah, that's 2 Eevees I have now.
Yeah, well, choose which one you want to keep and then send the rest to the professor.
Why?
Because you only want one to level up.
Oh.
That's what I did, because I caught, like, 3 Abras, and I just keep feeding them into the first one to power it up. So, welcome to Pokemon Go Late Night Edition.
Yeah.
The time is 12:30 a.m.
This is where the adults play, alright? Alright, what the hell is this now? This is... Well, I actually might be level 5 by the time we hit home.
Yeah, I know. It's the nice thing about driving down the road with this fucking thing. What do you think Eric does it? Or doesn't drive with it, but he has to go through Chicago traffic, so he sits at a light for 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, and I'm at 15%.
Plays Pokemon.
It is dropping fast as the GPS stays
on. Yeah, that app just sucks battery power.
That's it. This game's horrible.
First world problems.
Shit.
And it shows you actually running.
Yeah. It's funny. Another Weedle. God. Does the Pokemon at least level up in this game?
Yeah,
will they evolve?
If you transfer them to the professor.
Yeah, you can level up through that.
You can then level up the other ones that share a type with them.
But, alright, so back to Magic. So then he also got to play Painter, which was really fun for him. He caught on pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so there's 2 reds sitting over there.
2 reds?
Yeah, look at the reds over there.
Red gyms. Ooh, they're in the area. Holy shit. We'll have to let... Oh, you got a Hypno?
No, that's a Drowsy, dude.
Or a Drowsy? Fuck.
I may not get it, dude.
You're gonna get it.
Probably will. If I can at least aim. Got it.
Cocksucker.
You want to try driving?
No.
When I'm charging my phone, I'll drive and you can...
Maybe next week. Ooh, a little Ostifer.
Ooh, fuck, they got caught. That's a 30 reds!
Really?
No. It'd be funny as shit. I could just leave it at that and just cut it out.
No. Can't leave the listeners hanging. But back to Magic.
Alright, so Painter...
You found Painter entertaining.
Right there. I'm gonna catch it.
What you want?
There's a Poke Center right here.
As we're driving right by.
Yep, it's gonna be right there.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be right there. We're going right by it. Catch it. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, we missed it. Couldn't catch it.
Oh, it's gotta be the park.
Yeah, it's that sign over there. Fucking shit. Rattata. Motherfucker. Alright, so in Magic terms, I mean, Carl traded a lot to get Deathblade built today.
You mean Death and Taxes?
Yeah, Death and Taxes built.
Yeah, eventually I gotta play him.
This is becoming just easy.
Well, you're fucking getting driven down the road.
Can you do this every weekend?
I don't want to charge that.
What's my charge at?
Your charge is at 3%.
Okay, so it's a slow charge.
Yeah, you got a trickle charge going
on.
I
might have to get a fucking battery pack.
That was funny, too, watching them with all their battery packs in the back pocket. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, this fucking app shoots battery up like a motherfucker.
So I'm glad I have the Active, which is just amazing with battery life.
I mean, so was my S7. It just fucking chewed through it all the walking around I did. Max, you played more games than I did simply because I was out walking around.
Dude, I was doing Pokemon No where I just don't move and my GPS moves me.
I know, I'm so fucking jealous because every time I was sitting still, there was absolutely nothing.
Oh, there's a Cubone somewhere.
There's a Cubone where?
Somewhere, he's at 2 feet. I lost him. He was two fat pedals.
He's back there. Yeah. I want a Cubone.
That's a turnaround.
It's too late. For a fantasy game? No, it's way too late to be doing that. Probably should have been home like 2 hours ago.
But Pokemon Go and then also two playing Tezzeret versus Death and Taxes. That was also like against Danny with Storm with Tez. That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was playing Deathblade, and he was about three games up on me. Simply because we weren't sideboarding.
We sideboarded once, and I just got... My deck became just amazingly good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have the Trinospheres that you can turn into 5/5s, but you took your Tezzes out.
Trinospheres that I don't need to turn into 5/5s, because he just can't win. He can't win. And I can kill him with the freaking Baleful Strix.
Slowly but surely.
Hey, it works.
That's what I think you just...
Oh, there's another one right next to the road. What? Is that the bar? What the fuck? This might be the bar.
What bar?
The Poke Center right there.
No, it's on the wrong side.
See if I can catch it this time. Oh, there's a Sharkle? No, Sheldar. I'm just tossing out Pokemon randomly.
Yes, I know, Max. You're just fucking being able to go down the road and snipe them.
He's on jumping. Tell him to stop jumping.
Yeah, you got him. Hopefully.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to miss that center. Fucking Sheldar.
Then why'd you get it?
Because I can. It's leveling up. That's what I'm trying to do. So, and then, again... Storm decks keep on not failing to brick against me. It is funny as shit. They always just seem to want to brick. I don't know why.
First three games, Danny bricked against me, and then after that, he just ran wild.
He got a couple too. Like the times where I didn't keep a counterspell in my main hand, he ended up getting me, but it wasn't because I didn't have a counterspell.
When I was playing Loam, he tendrilled me for 16 just so he wouldn't die to a Marillage.
Ooh.
On the backswing. And I'm like, all right, I'll swing at you for 29. Let's hope you don't top deck Past in Flames. Of course, he does not find Past in Flames, so it's like, yes.
All right, what the fuck is that?
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just catching him because it's XP. Then when I can turn my Pidgeot into my Sparrow.
You just find... Pidgey doesn't become Sparrow.
The one after this. Pidgeotto into Sparrow?
Pidgeotto into doesn't Pidgeot. Become
Pidgeot, that's one.
But what you're pretty much going to do is just harvest them. Then
what the fuck? The Beedrill?
What does it look like?
It's a Beedrill.
Oh, you got a Beedrill?
Yeah, he's not there yet. He's still two steps away.
Well, he's probably going to disappear as we're driving. See, that's what we need to do if we're going to Pokemon Go hunt.
What?
Get a limo.
That would be funny as like shit. Like
10 people and just fucking drive around.
Fucking, he swatted the fucking Pokeball away.
Yeah, they do that.
That little shit. Get him. Because unfortunately, with the fact he caught the road, so it literally just took the guy and went, what?
Anyways, magic again.
Yeah, we're trying to stay on topic here. Well,
shut off Pokemon.
But I'm leveling up.
Just shut it off if we're going to talk magic. That's how easily distracted you are.
Yellow gym.
There was a yellow gym back there?
No, there's a yellow gym up here.
Where? Click on it.
I don't know who owns it. I got a Rattata, dude. Give me a sec.
Pokemoners. Oh, damn it. I hit the wrong button. I was going to catch them all.
I don't know. On Magic News, that's about it. Oh, I loaned out Nekusar.
Yeah, how'd the kid do?
The kid ended up not doing too bad, but he really got hated out because he's a dumbass. Again, he also, I heard him wheel without Nekusar in the field. I'm just like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, he doesn't know the deck.
I don't know. He tried to figure it out, and then I have the two foreign cards, which is a, what the fuck is it? Phyrexian Tyranny, and then the, Chromatic Lantern.
Oh, that's right.
So I got the two foreigns, and he's like, what the hell are these doing? They shuffled them away. I'm like, the Chromatic Lantern would have been perfect for you!
Built for the deck.
But, then, on other news...
picked up a second foil EMA counterspell.
Yep, that was a good one to catch.
Mm-hmm. I think those are going to be a good grab because they're like a buck now.
Watch me catch an Articuno.
Really?
On our way home. Well, there's one around here, but...
How do you know?
Because I know the pictures of the Pokemon.
Oh my god.
I played What's That Pokemon forever! Fucking Pikachu! Yeah,
if there is a fucking Articuno around here, we're stopping.
There was. It was back there. It was
back there. Too late.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying if it appeared in front, I'd be like, pull over, I'm pulling my fucking phone out.
At 3%, fucking trying. Throwing that Pokeball, watch the meter go down every Pokeball, and just like, fuck. I would capture it.
If I captured it, I would screen cap it, and then post it to Dean's wall. Be like, suck it, bitch.
I'm just earning medals like a boss. I'm almost level 5. Yeah. It has been 5 minutes!
I told you, you'll be level 5 before we make it back to my house. Ooh. So I said, put the fucking thing down so we can talk magic or just shut the fucking podcast off.
I am going to get there. There's a Milotic.
A what?
A Milotic. That one rainbow-looking Pokemon that you have to have good friendship and love with to be able to level it up. It turns from that freaking stupid-ass Pokemon.
No, I don't know that one.
Either way.
Shut the fucking podcast off if we're not going
to
talk magic.
We are randomly talking about magic.
Yeah, but it's not entertaining.
I don't know. We don't really have much more magic news.
Usually the after hours I figured would be just a description of how our night went, if we actually fired Legacy or if we just ground games.
Well, there's also that on how my Wednesday went.
Your Wednesday?
Yeah, with my buddy going, we're going to strip club.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you enlighten us about that since you hinted at it?
Yeah. So, yeah, we randomly get to the strip club. I didn't want to go initially, but I was like, all right, I'll just go because it's your birthday. And so we got there, did cover charge, got a beer, whatever. Then they swapped strippers. And this, the other stripper that just went up was, like, she can fill out her clothes, or, like, whatever she was wearing. She looked pretty good. But, the other two guys that were hanging out with us are like, well, we're just going to go play the slot machines. So they go play the slot machines, and me and the birthday boy, Kyle, are just like, oh, okay, we'll just, I'll just walk over and hang out with you. Because I can.
And watch the strippers.
Oh, no, and watch a lotto. And we're sitting there talking. And he's just like, you really need to learn your etiquette about the strippers and all that. And he's like, here, just follow me. He goes up and sits at the pole. And he's putting dollars in his ear and all that stuff so they can do like the light whisper and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of found a little bit creepy. But I just sat back at the bar. So like the bar is like about 2 feet away. Mm-hmm. You've probably been to Vegas Club.
Oh, I've been to plenty of fucking strip clubs and I regret every single one.
I'm just sitting at the bar watching, and then the stripper that got down when the other one went up, she was walking back into the back, and she kind of stops by me, and she goes, my ass is cold. Feel it. I was like...
She grabbed your hands and made you feel her ass?
No, I was like, yeah, it is cold. She's like, can I warm it up on you? I'm like, yes.
She gave you a lap dance?
Yeah.
How much? Or just free?
Well, actually, kind of for the full, like, night, she was sitting there in my arms all day, all night.
Wow, Max, you should have been fucking going to town.
And, yes, I did get a lap dance, too. So that's pretty good. Another weird instance of, like, of course, yes, I smoke sometimes. I don't always smoke, but I do smoke sometimes. And when she leaned over to me, she goes, you smell like Reggie. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I just puff puff pass, and she's like, don't do that.
Did you get her name?
Actually, no. I didn't know her name.
You should have got her name.
Even though they said it on the freaking thing twice.
Well, they say that's her fake name.
Yeah. Again, like, at the same time, she also has 5 kids.
Oh, so you actually did sit down and talk with her.
Yeah. I mean, she was in my arms all day. All that night. For, like, the 2 hours I was there. But she had 5 kids, and one of them was at 14.
Damn!
So, I'm like, yeah, you're a stripper for a reason, unfortunately. But I'm still having a good time. But also, too, one of the times when she had hopped up back on the pole, my buddy goes, man, it's usually we get a lot better people. I'm just like, dude, I'm having a fine time by myself. Because it's also the funnier part was, I was the only one of the guys with the stripper.
Yep.
It was weird as shit.
First time I ever went to a strip club, we went to one in Janesville. I won't say it, but we left my friend Jason's house at 11 and 120 over by Springfield. We left at like 10:30 at night. We packed it into 3 people into my Blazer, 3 people into Dan's S10, and Jason drove his car on his own. And we're driving around Janesville trying to find this place. Oh. This is 15 years ago.
Oh, sorry, as an update, I made a level 5. I'm showing you off Pokemon Go for right now.
But we make it up there and we get lost looking for the place. So Jason pulled. Oops.
Alright, back to the story. Back it up like maybe 2 seconds. Well,
we leave Jason's house at about 10:30 at night. And as we get to Janesville, we're looking around. I'm in my Blazer with 2 other guys. Dan's in his pickup truck with 2 other guys. Jason's driving his car to lead the way. 2-door Tempo. 4-tempo at that. So we get up to Janesville. We get lost in the area and we can't find it. So Jason sees a police officer on a motorcycle has someone pulled over. So he pulls over in front. Police officer gets done. He comes up. Knocks on my window. I'm like, I don't know. I'm following the guy ahead of me. So he goes up to Dan's truck. Dan goes, I'm following him. So he goes up to Jason's car. Jason goes, yeah, we're looking for the strip club. Where is it? Like fucking 11 o'clock, maybe 11:30 at night. Cop, oh yeah, it's just over there. Without missing a beat. Oh my God. So we go to the strip club. We walk in and they waive the cover charge. Because it's already so late.
Uh-huh.
So we sit down. Now, I'm 19. Dan's 18. Jason's 18. Most of us are 18, 19. They go up to the bar and, hey, can I get a soda? What do you want with it? Give me a Captain and Coke. Make it light. I gotta drive. Didn't even card me. Just gave me a fucking Captain and Coke for, like, $3. So, we all go up, get our beer and shit. Sit down. Fucking this one chick comes out. Not on the scale. I could not rate her. I mean, she's
under or over?
Under by a million.
Okay. So it's one of those.
She was like 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's not a stripper. That's a ball.
Yeah. Well,
sorry for those of you that happen to have a message.
Not to be mean, I know.
I did say I was a fat butterball, you motherfucker.
I know some guys like their women big, but I don't want her to be able to bench press me.
Or eat you.
Yes. I don't want her to out-eat me. But, so, we're sitting there in the front row as they're doing the line change, and this big chick comes out. I step back, grab a new drink. Dan steps back with me because he knew what was going to happen. This chick reaches over and pulls Jason up on the stage.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jason was just fucking flustered. Oh, I think he was pissed. Well, she does her whole song and dance all around Jason and finishes it by taking off her thong and whipping it at him.
Oh, I think I almost just threw up there.
There was a stain on it. Jason just runs out the fucking stage. Just bolts right off. He goes right into the bathroom and he's scrubbing himself. We're in tears laughing so hard. Just fucking dying. Oh my god. So go in, check on Jason in the bathroom, he's scrubbing it. We're looking around like, Jason, you're not gonna get clean in this bathroom. So we go back out. The fucking strippers are all laughing. The fucking DJ's dying. They set it up hoping to get one of us. And it was Jason who got stuck.
That's funny as shit.
So fucking sit down, and then the real girls start coming out.
That is funny.
Oof, man, some of those girls were pretty damn good looking.
Well, yeah, it was like funny too when she like took me in back for a lap dance. There was another girl back there that was like the type of like has a lot of ass and thigh and has a lot of boobs. Mm-hmm. Basically gained weight and didn't put in the and put it in the right areas kind of look. Which I'm not too big into that. But it's still kind of funny because the freaking one of the one that she ended up taking me in was right next to this thing, so she's leaning over, yelling, "Hey, could you pick a good song?" I'm just like, "Damn, girl, you look good."
Well, we ended up shutting the place down until 2:30, and on the way out, they finally said, "Well, geez, you guys look pretty young." "Yeah, we're only 18, 19.
"You're fucking kidding."
So yeah, that was a good night. And the next time I went to a strip club was actually local. With Sugar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Went on a Thursday night with a couple of guys from work. One of them picked me up. We met up with another group that was there. There was about 10 of us from work. This one chick just would not leave me alone. I wanted nothing to do with her. She was 6 out of 10. Little heavier set, but in the wrong spots.
Yeah.
Well, she gave me a free lap dance.
Okay.
The one thing that I will never forget about her was her being able to shake her ass about 6 inches from my face, and I could feel the wind rippling off of her ass. That was like, holy fuck, that is hot. So, it wasn't too bad. Well, talking with the guys, they're like, "Yeah, we're going to come back tomorrow night." So I said, "Okay, yeah, sure. Somebody pick me up. Be my driver. I'll get drunk." So we go back on Friday night. Oh my god. Didn't pay a cent and I got carried out by the guys.
That sounds fun.
Oh, it was a bad night. So fucking bad.
All I know is I had a good time with it. I know Vegas is the Vegas club is a piece of shit, but
it's a dive.
That was the most luckiest I've ever, not really ever been, but that was a good lucky night for me. Especially too when like there's 4 other guys and one of them's like a heavier, like a one the guy that works out, and no one was near them. I was the only one with the stripper. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, Max, well, strippers kind of have a sense for desperation.
That's a fair point. But at the same time,
They are trained very well to pick out easy pickings.
I mean, at the same time, though,
this guy's gonna fucking almost take my front end off.
I still had a good time. It's also kind of funny, one of the times, too, freaking I'm sitting there. She even came back after her dance routine. In the pool. Yeah. She's like, "Oh, look, he's still here," and came right over. She's like, "Fucking warm me up again." And then I had my hands on her ass, and one of the other guys walks up and grabs me, and grabs my hands, and I'm just like, "Oh, fuck." She's like, "Someone's grabbed my ass!" I'm just like, "Oh, God." Yeah, that's the one asshole that we were talking about earlier.
Security.
Well, like, no one, it didn't seem like anyone panicked, but I can also only see the lotto machines.
As I say, if you're going to a strip club, you can have a good time. Don't take one of them home. Well, unless you're a lesbian, because I have a story about that.
Well, you might as well tell it. We got some time.
There was a chick when I worked up in Elkhorn that she worked there for a week, and her name, I won't say her name, but she was a 9 out of 10. Oh my gosh, she was smoking hot. Well, she started on a Monday. She came back on Thursday. She came in, handed her notice in, saying, "I quit." Walks over to me, puts a piece of paper in my pocket with her phone number.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is cool. So I call her at lunch. I'm like, hey, what's up with this? She bleeds. Oh, yeah, my old job called me back. They've given me double what I was making there.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Okay, that's acceptable. I'm like, well, why'd you give me your number? She's like, you seem like a good guy. Why don't we go out and party? Okay. So Friday, got off of work, went home, showered, cleaned up, ended up going to her brother or stepbrother's place, which was about 10 minutes north of Geneva. End up drinking there for about 3 or 4 hours, and she decides, hey, you know what? I just got paid today. Why don't we go to Sugar?
Okay.
So we all load into her truck. I'm in the bed with the guys. She's in the front with another chick. Thinking, okay, so the girl's up front, guy's in back. While they're talking with me, and I didn't realize she was a lesbian at the time.
Okay.
So I was like, the whole time I'm thinking, eh, maybe I got a chance. Well, we get there, and she pulls me off to the side. And she goes, you don't think you have a chance with me? I'm like, no, they told me you're a lesbian. She's like, sorry if I got your hopes up. I'm like, no, that's fine. She goes, don't worry, I'll make it up to you. So she covered everything. I didn't pay 1 cent at Sugar again.
Wow.
She bought me like 10 lap dances.
That's the way to do it.
Whatever she paid, she must have put extra into it because holy shit, I could not walk after him.
I don't know, as another highlight, I felt my first pair of tits on the freaking Wednesday, too. That was good.
It's tantalizing, isn't it?
Yeah. The soft pair. Not but, very firm.
So, we shut Sugar down, and she must have spent $1,300 that night. I kid you not. Yeah, she fucking dropped big money for us. Well, as we're getting ready to go, all of a sudden, we realize girlfriend's not with us. Well, what the hell's going on? So we go back in, and as we're about to go in, we see her coming out the back door with another stripper. She ended up convincing the stripper to come back to her stepbrother's place. Needless to say, they disappeared upstairs, all three of them.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Well, I was a little tipsy. Downstairs bathroom was being used for praying to the porcelain god. Can I go take a piss? They're like, yeah, go upstairs, second door on the right. Well, I accidentally went to second door on the left.
Which was where they were?
Yes.
How'd that go?
I have never seen so many naked titties in my life. Holy cow. 6 pairs of titties, and they were all intertwined together. They were going at it. Oh my god. A sight that burned into my eyes, and I am glad to have seen it. Yeah. So, I shut the door, they just all giggle. Go downstairs, and I'm drinking with her brothers. I'm like, yeah, it's probably time for me to go. Fucking 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I go to leave, and go out the front door, and fucking window from upstairs opens up. You better not be driving drunk home, asshole! From Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. So, take my keys, leave in the ignition, crawl in the back of my Blazer, and fall asleep for about 4 hours. Wake up at about, maybe quarter after nine, or quarter to 10 o'clock, Saturday morning, to douche, douche, douche. I'm gonna go get some breakfast at White Fox. Yeah, I'm good to drive now. So we all go to fucking White Fox. Stripper was gone.
Okay.
All I could do was just sit and keep looking at Sandy and her girlfriend. Holy fuck, were they turning red. Oh my god, they were just beet red. I just kept wanting to ask them. So what was it like? But instead, I bit my tongue and just smiled. And every time I close my eyes, I'm pretty sure those are what's popping into my head. I must have partied with her probably 3 or 4 more times. Then I lost contact with her. It's like, damn. Because she was dating a girl I went to high school with. She was a year or two older than me, I think it was. She was an identical twin.
Yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah.
I like my recording device. It's so much better.
Yeah, I'll have to try and find that app. because apparently the one I was using sucked balls.
Well, because, yeah, your phone will record a lot better than mine.
I mean, it worked that first time, and that's what confuses me.
That is the weird thing. It might just be the way the file format decided to go.
No, because nothing's changed. It just stopped recording every, like, 5 or 10 minutes.
Those of you that want to recommend a audio listening thing for phones.
Audio recording software?
Software thing. You can email us at offtofnm.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. At which we probably will delete it because I really don't care.
But we'll at least try it.
If it's good, then you guys get better sound quality. But if it's not, then...
I just want the consistent recording. We are about 5 miles from my house, so...
We're going to go run over the Pokestop?
Oh, fuck, that's right. Son of a bitch. Yeah, we'll go take Bloomfield.
I mean, we don't have to. It's only up to you, because I can drive over there myself.
Fuck it. I'll go over there, then you can go back and hit it.
Good point. That is a good point.
See if anybody's still there. I highly doubt it.
It is LG.
Yeah, well, unless they're playing games in the back or something.
I mean, which is not a very rare occasion.
I mean, you still got to trade Jake that steam fence. Something crawling over there. Not human.
Was it a pigeon? Yeah, we're back to this again. No, fuck.
Fucking Pokemon Go. I think I spent more time doing that than playing Magic tonight.
That's probably why we didn't have much Magic news.
No, you played a shit ton of Magic.
Well, because I sat there and forced Carl to play me.
I wanted to play Carl. He just took too long to proxy his shit up.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be available to play next time.
Oh, he's going to come down next week?
Probably.
I might not be going if I draft EMA.
That's a good point. Neither will I if you have to have an available seat.
Well, that's what I say. Because I'm pretty sure we have at least three. I don't know if my younger cousin Justin's going to be coming or not.
So if you just do a four of?
Yeah. Just do sealed or two four-person drafts. Because I wanted to do this with Conspiracy with them and Modern Masters 2015 with them. And they just never made time. Mm-hmm. You've seen flashes off to the left, Max. Randomly, I kept seeing a couple of flashes.
Is that the lights hitting the fences?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes complete and utter sense then. You know what? I'm kind of pissed that we got rid of my wife's bigger SUV now.
Why?
It would have been so fun to throw that fucker in four-wheel drive and go through some of these fields Pokemon hunting. Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Fuck, get a four-wheeler. Blah!
Oh, fucking...
Fucking Pidgey!
Put that three-quarter ton in four-wheel drive and just fucking go through fields?
That's how I wish I had my Lancer, which I wouldn't give a fuck.
No! Fuck that. Your Lancer would get stuck out here.
OZ Rally, people. Not a fucking Evo, because I can't afford an Evo.
He's poor white trash.
I mean, I'm 21, trying to start, and just starting my life, so.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go home. I'm not going to try to hit that Pokemon stop tonight. I'm tired.
Are you sure?
I really want to, but I'm tired.
Do you want me to take my phone with you? Me.
No, because I need my phone. I want to, but I'm tired.
So, no, Tez got stronger, because, like, last week... The Lost podcast, because all the... Again, we were talking about how Bob's consistent recording...
Inconsistent recording.
Up to last week, I did a build, and the build was undefeated. It was really strong. And then we got to FNM, and when my opponent had two counterspells, I was fucked.
Well, the problem was he was using a program with a horrible shuffler that doesn't shuffle properly. So I was getting... garbage hands, and he was getting ridiculous hands. Well, once we actually got the paper where you can shuffle properly, he had no chance.
For those of you that need to know, that program was not Cockatrice. It does not run on my computer. It was actually untap.in, at which, yes, you can use it. It works. It's apparently the shuffler's broken, but I haven't had issues before.
It also has horrible server lag, which it might just be the fact that I was hosting it and my server is crap.
Well, your connection. That's why I should create the room next time and see how it works.
It might work better.
I just think what you need to do, Max, is file a complaint with the FCC. Seriously. It worked for me. I've had no problems.
It's not that, though. It's our cable line under the house. It,
Yeah, and that's the cable provider's responsibility to get that
Yeah,
fixed.
But it's also the cable provider's responsibility to make sure that the output of our water is not dripping on top of the wires.
Yeah, but they can fucking waterproof it.
Fair point.
Well, listeners, it has been fun. I hope you have enjoyed the first Off to F&M After Hours.
And be looking for us again next week.
Hopefully this cast will be out Wednesday or Thursday.
Find me at Forever Undead. You can probably, if you listen to the first one, I have my contact info on that one. Bob is same idea, Not So Silent Bob 1. Find us there. Also to the email, off to F&M.
@gmail.com
Yep. See y'all.